Musicians from several African countries have been tuning up in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, today. They are auditioning for a chance to win a scholarship to attend the Berklee College of Music in Boston. The auditions are part of Berklee's Africa Scholars Program. The BBC's David Amanar has been checking out the Accra auditions.
Hello, Lisa. I've got a few instrumentalists around, which... Is that good?
Ready and eager to play. I take it that wasn't you, David.
I wish it was me, but it isn't. Lisa, let's get to it, because right now I've actually got I've got a few of the candidates with me. Here with me now is Opoku Adjei, who's a Ghanaian musician, a saxophonist to be precise. Hey, Opoku, you've already done your audition, is that correct?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay?
Everything was cool for me.
Now, you've got a saxophone around you. Correct me if I'm wrong, this is a soprano or...
An alto saxophone. Sure.
It looks lovely and shiny. You look after it well. Is it your own?
No, I borrowed it from a friend. Actually, my saxophone is broken down, so I actually went to him and he gave it to me.
Okay, do you want to give us a little sample of what you are offering?
Okay.
That's nice. That's from a jazz standard song, is it?
Sure, yeah.
What's the name of it?
No Time Blues.
Talking of soprano sax, that's a soprano sax, right? Here, who do we have here? It's Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Dennis, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Have you done your audition yet?
I'm yet to do it.
So how are you feeling? Are you feeling fine or a bit nervous?
I'm fine. I know I can do it, so I'm fine. I'm just waiting.
Okay, and what are you going to be playing in your audition?
I'm going to play a piece, Now Is The Time. It's jazz.
Give us a little taste of it. What do you think of that? That's really good. That's really good. And I'll tell you now that actually the drums have come in from another candidate here, and that's Adjete Sowa. Adjete, you're playing the djembe drum, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a percussionist.
Yeah. But what will you be playing when you go into the audition?
Yeah, I like to play agbaja.
Which is a Volta region drum and dance.
Yeah, from there.
Give us a little taste.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Actually, Lisa, you might be interested to know that here in Ghana, among the Ga people who live in Accra, there's actually a traditional ban on drummings, part of the planting season for the Homoa Festival, which is a corn festival. Adjete, during that ban, you're not supposed to play drums. So what would have happened if that ban was enforced today?
Yeah, you shouldn't play ban as well, man. You know, that's my life. So I was sneaking myself to do it and just get something, you know, but it's taboo.
It's taboo, but it's a clash of tradition versus, well, the modern, I suppose, yeah? Okay, look, let's just find out a little bit more about these guys. They've come from quite near and far. And I've got one guitarist here, Girum. He's got an electric guitar, so he won't play now. And you come from Ethiopia, I understand.
Yeah, all the way from Ethiopia.
What, you flew here?
Yeah.
All the way from Addis Ababa?
Yeah.
Wow. And look, let me just bring in Kwame Makafui here, who's a piano player. How old are you, Kwame?
I'm 27.
27, okay. Kwame, we couldn't bring the piano out here, obviously.
It's too heavy. It's too heavy.
What did you play for your audition?
I haven't auditioned yet, but I will be playing Great Is Thy Faithfulness.
It's a hymn?
It's a hymn, yeah.
Okay, is it something, did you learn music in church like so many others?
Yes, I'm self-taught.
Your uncle had a piano, is that correct?
Exactly, he had a piano. I lived with him for a while. That's where I started playing around the piano. I found a piano book, and I started going through it and playing around. Then I moved over to my dad's, where I didn't have a piano, so I had to just draw, you know, paint on this plank of wood, black and white, just the keys of the piano, and then I would just be playing around with it. Weekends, I'd go to a friend's place and just, you know, dump everything I had left practice on, you know, try to keep all the sound in my head.
So what you're saying is you painted black and white keyboard on a piece of wood. Yeah. What, you would practice without sound?
Yes, without sound, because I can imagine the sound. I know how it sounds like, so I just did that, yeah.
That sounds quite incredible to me. You know, Lisa, I actually play a little bit of guitar myself, so when guys like Kwame here tell me stories like that, I think, wow, you know, that's promising.
That's amazing.
Lisa.
That is really amazing. We'll tell Kwame and those others who have not yet auditioned that we wish them the best of luck. Unfortunately, Kwame, as you said, doesn't have his piano there. But for the other guys, if they would like to jam a little bit for us.
Okay. Yeah, let me just put that to them. One of them has already packed his instrument away. He doesn't want to drop it again. Do you have a song, a common song that you all know? What are we going to play?
Welcome Home.
Welcome Home.
Yeah.
By who?
By Osibisa.
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 Yeah, a group from the... You recall them from the 1970s, a big group here in Ghana. Let's start with the drums. Coming from Accra, Ghana, for this auditions for the Berklee School of Music scholarships. Over to you, Lisa. Hope you enjoyed that.
I totally enjoyed it. I'm sure our audience did as well. I don't know how those judges are going to pick from among them, but they were fabulous. David Amanor, where obviously there is fantastic musical ability. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And please wish the best of luck to all the auditioners today.
Will do, will do. Thank you very much. Medazi P. Thank you.